The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank you so much for the gift of life. We thank you for your protection and preservation. We thank you for your grace that has assembled us here for this power encounter, for our strategic alignment, for a triumphant exit into a glorious entry. We celebrate you, Lord. It's not by might nor by power. It is by your Spirit. Holy Spirit, reign. Reign upon us. Breathe freshness. Let the spirit of prayer descend upon us. Touch our lives. Clear the way. Let the blood of Jesus reign. Let the blood speak on our behalf. We declare the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We enter your presence by the blood. We confess our sins and our weaknesses. We ask that the blood of Jesus will purge us and wash us. Any resistance to our prayer, let the blood take charge and take care. Kabayaba shata kaba, libro to kabaya. We thank you for as many as are here, those who are joining online, podcasts, and Facebook. Distance is not a problem at all. We pray that you manifest in our lives. Those on the way coming, make the way for them. That we shall all gather, O God, at your feet, O God, and align ourselves as we prepare ourselves to cross over. Thank you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 3 days of alignment. Three nights of divine alignment. It is a power encounter. We are here to prepare ourselves for the crossover. And tonight our theme is strategic alignment for a triumphant exit into a glorious entry. I welcome everyone on
Facebook.
Distance is not a problem at all. I want to read from Exodus chapter 11, verse 1. You know, the Old Testament is our illustration. The Old Testament believers, they have the New Testament as their revelation. Get this very well. The reason why we still quote the Old Testament. When they were in the Old Testament, when Jesus had not yet been born, everything about the future, about Jesus Christ, was a revelation. So the New Testament was or is a revelation to the Old Testament believers. And to we, or as the New Testament believers, the Old Testament is our illustration. We refer to the things that happen in the Old Testament, we refer to them as an illustration. We use them as an example how God manifested in their midst together with the New Testament. That is why we still call the Old Testament. And since we are about to cross over, I read a lot of scriptures from the Old Testament. Because there is nothing like, there is no crossover physically in the New Testament. In the New Testament, it's a spiritual crossover. Everything in the New Testament is spiritual. In the Old Testament, it was natural and physical. For instance, Egypt was an Egypt, a real Egypt in the Old Testament. But today, when we refer to Egypt, we are not referring to the modern Egypt, but we are referring to the world. The world is
Egypt.
In Exodus chapter 11, verse 1, now the Lord has said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. From here. The point is from here. Say from here.
If he have come.
Say from here.
If he have come.
And when he does, he will drive you out completely. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse
21.
But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to our forefathers. He brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to our forefathers. Fathers. Amen.
Amen.
In Psalm 105, verse number 37. Says, he brought out Israel, laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes, no one faltered. He brought out Israel, laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes, no one faltered. Amen.
Amen.
They came out with silver and gold. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, the nation Israel came out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea naturally and physically.
Now, therefore, my Israel, if he is dreaming, and I'm going to talk to
we are also crossing over. But our crossing over is symbolically. It's a change of realm. It's a change of an era. It's a change of a season. There will be no more 2023 in our
lives.
A few days to come, when we are writing, we will no longer write 2023, we will write
2024.
But the seeds we sown in 2023 will continue to live with us in
2024.
The fruits of the seeds that we sow in 2023, we will be reaping them in
2024.
The choices we make in 2023, the decisions we make in 2023, the actions we took in 2023, will be reaping their effect and their consequences in
2024.
God has given us power to determine what the year can be for us. God does not live by our years, but He has created you and I to live in years. That is why we need to really make use of the opportunities. That is why you and I are here to speak into the year. You and I can determine our year by agreeing with the word of God. So we can either agree with the word to declare God's mind into the coming year, or we can agree with our flesh and the systems to live by them. That is why we are here to prepare ourselves. And this is very, very important. As I've said, we are not the only people that live in this world. This world is a war zone. Let me tell you, nothing just works here. Something must cause something to work. Every blessing you are enjoying, one, because you are a child of God. Two, because somebody has paid a price. Jesus paid a price. And maybe your ancestor has also served God and then paid a price. Everything we suffer, it's a consequence. We suffer because we are in an evil world. A wicked world. And also some of our sufferings are the consequences of some of the things that our ancestors have done. These are the things that accompany us into the years. That is why we are here to align ourselves. That by the time we enter 2024, certain things must be detached. catch from us. We shouldn't enter 2024 before we deal with some things. That is why I have not brought a speaker. There are some things that it is the leader of the house that must lead his congregation. Other times too, you bring people from outside. Because the leader of the house, he knows his people. He knows the atmosphere. There are certain prayers we are going to pray right now. We started them yesterday. But I'm going to explain them. First of all, we are going to retrieve ancestral, generational, parental, family legacies
that
they died with. They died with them. I'm going to explain some things to you. In 2 Kings chapter 13, give me 2 Kings 13, 20 to 21. This is a prayer time. I don't want to speak one, but this explanation, I pray that you will get it.
2 Kings 13:20.
Elisha died and was buried. Now Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet. Now, theologians said this. Is it prophet who? Gladys. Is it Habakkuk? One of the prophets.
I think I'm saying Habakkuk.
Yes. Theologians say this man, who died and was cast into Elisha's tomb, and the body touched the bones and he came back, was the prophet Habakkuk. So because his body touched the bones of Elisha the prophet, he too inherited the prophetic anointing. Now, listen to me. When Elijah was to be taken to heaven, in 2 Kings chapter 2, who inherited Elijah's anointing?
Elisha.
Elisha. But Elisha died, no one inherited his anointing. Because no one was ready. Gehazi was not ready. So he died with the anointing. But thank God that a dead body was cast into the tomb. And that anointing resurrected the dead body. And that dead body also became a prophet. Do you know that some of our ancestors, they died with certain things that they should have transferred to us?
Please,
let your mind be here. Some of our ancestors, they died with family blessings. They died with certain blessings that God designed for the family. They didn't release it. There are some who prospered in their time. When I go to my hometown, The old people now, most of them are dead. They tell me a lot about my grandfather. Your grandfather was the most educated at that time. He could speak 7 languages. French, Spanish, German, You are supposed to be like these great people from the south, from Ghana, from they talk. Your grandfather was the richest. Your grandfather was the first town council secretary. When letters come from the government, he's the only one who can interpret them to the chiefs. When I go, they show me the whole town here belongs to your grandfather. But his descendants are the poorest. What happened?
And then they see.
Some of you are here. They told you that your grandfather or your grandmother was very rich, like my story. But after that, who else in the family?
Who else?
Some were selfish. They die with the family blessings. And they are in the grave with it. Are you getting the principle here? Some of you who are begging. If you know, if God should reveal to you your family history, you should be a beggar. My father showed me a receipt. 1945. 125 pounds. They wrote with those ink, those pen that you dip in ink and then receipt. I Boja Bruce. I lent so and so 125 pounds to this family to send their sons to abroad. I saw it.
1945.
125 pounds.
In
1945. Then the man was a billionaire.
1945.
He was wearing suit.
Not a shell coat, I can see a bee.
With a hat.
Any a chair is in his
white suit.
A fita or coat with fita.
Took picture with white people.
Not only a bravo set you turn for me.
So now you see why I like wearing suit?
And he says, I'm going to say, ni coat no ties and if you need an abema.
So if I have inherited suit from my grandfather,
and he need an abema and equal to a ties and all,
I have also inherited everything.
And then just a second in answer with the idea of winning an abepe.
But let me tell you,
that's my main control.
Had it not been God,
Nanka and Yenya Mia,
that person's generation. When people look at us, they think we are rich. Because you can see it on us. But physically, we are not. Do you know what happened? Somebody died with the riches. The person should have released it. Please, are you getting this? I need to explain this thing to you. So that you understand the prayers you are going to pray. Some of you who are beggars,
Na yemu bia yesresrade no.
If you know who you were.
Na ka woni nia na oye, o papa no mo aja no anana no mo ya.
But you see, give me Isaiah 38 verse 8.
Yanko Isaiah 38
verse 6 to from when you go and read from verse 1 so that you get the story.
But
Isaiah 38, let's look at verse from verse
6
to
8.
Okay, let me go. As for the media people, they have the way, there is a spirit there. Okay. And I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city. Verse 7. This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 step it has gone down on the stairway. No, let me see. It's about Hezekiah. Where Hezekiah showed the people his treasuries, and then God said, you are going to lose everything. Chapter 39. Thank you. Give me Isaiah 39 from verse 6. Isaiah 39 rather. Okay. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord, because of what he did.
Now,
verse 7. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon, Daniel. Daniel was one of them. Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This was what they suffered. It was an ancestral thing. Because of what Hezekiah did. He opened the treasures to his enemies. And God was not happy. And when the prophet came to confront him, look at verse 8. Some of our ancestors are Hezekiah's. The word of the Lord you have spoken is good. Hezekiah replied. For he thought, there will be peace and security in my lifetime. That is, as for me, it will be okay with me. Anything that will happen, it's my back case. My back case. Many of us sitting here are suffering from my back case. My back case. My back case. Wickedness. Excuse me, as you are here as a Christian, be careful the way you are serving God. Because it is going to affect your children and your children's children. So you see,
it is all here.
So what did Hezekiah leave behind?
And then Ojawechi.
Did he leave a blessing or a curse? A curse.
Ojanumiwechi.
Some of our ancestors left a curse. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10.
Hebrews 7:10.
Because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor. Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek.
Abraham turned to the Sudoma Melchizedek.
And the Bible says that whilst Abraham was paying tithe,
now Johnny can say, I'm not old here to the Sudoma.
Levi.
Not Levi.
Who was a great grandson
Oh, yeah, no, no. Can't swan,
of Abraham.
Hey, Abraham.
was in the loins.
Now,
Levi was there.
Levi
in the blood of Abraham.
Abraham.
So when Abraham paid tithe, it was like Levi paying
tithe.
Are you getting me? So if Abraham had done wrong, Levi also did wrong. Are you getting me? Now, let's come to Jesus. Give me Romans 6:4. Jesus took our place in death. He died for our sins.
Yes, woman, I am born.
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now, say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Now, do you know why Jesus died? Jesus took our place. He took our sins. He took our everything. And died with it. If Jesus had not risen into newness of life, he would have just died for himself. But he rose. He left death there. The death and poverty of you and I, Jesus left it there. So that you will not die. So that you will not be poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he died with us. And he rose with us. And that is what we demonstrate in baptism, water baptism. When you are deep into water, you are buried. When you are lifted, you are lifted into the newness of life. Fine. But what about Togbe Anku? What about Togbe Anku? Togbe Anku died. Did he also resurrect?
No, Togbe Anku died.
So Togbe Anku died with your blessings.
Into Togbe Anku, Owoni Wishira no.
Anku family.
Anku Busia.
Ansan family.
Ansan Busia.
Doto family.
Doto Busia.
Agbeko family.
Agbeko Nebusia.
Ajayi family.
Ajayi Busia.
Your ancestor died with something that should have belonged to the family. He's lying in the grave with it.
Because
he couldn't resurrect like Jesus. So for him, your blessing is still lying by his side. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? When you understand this, because this is strategic alignment. 2024 should be a different year. But if you don't know this, and deal with them, and they follow you into 2024, your 2024 will end the same way. But thank God that in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, you and I, we are a new creation. We are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. And because you are a new creation,
and I'm sorry about the fruity,
do you know,
winning
tonight,
and you rain,
you are going to recover
funny
those blessings from Togbe Agbeko, who died 100 years ago. You are going to recover. Do you know how you are going to recover? By the resurrection power.
And I'm sorry to me, no.
Say by the resurrection power.
Yes, and I'm sorry to me, no.
Say by the resurrection
and I'm
power.
Sorry to me, no.
Say by the resurrection
and I'm sorry
power.
To me, no.
Give me Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Philippians 3, 20 and 21.
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await. Philippians 3. Is that 3? Okay. Yep. From there, the Lord Jesus Christ, 21. Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. This is not what I want. Give me Romans chapter 8, verse 11. I want resurrection power. Romans 8, 11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. You see, there is a place that says that. Talks about that. Give me Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Acts 2:24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. This is the resurrection power.
When he assaulted me, no.
Elisha died with the resurrection power.
Elisha died with any assaulted me, no.
So when the dead body touched, the body came back to life. But our ancestors died and they are there. But with the resurrection power, we are going to recover every family blessing that should be yours. Are you here with me? Look, if you miss this thing, you allow sleep to cheat you, you have lost. God taught me this thing about 2 hours ago. I am telling you. Every family on earth, there is a particular blessing from God before the curse came. Some of the ancestors, they were selfish. They say, if only me. Like Hezekiah. If only my time. Anything that will happen, my backcase. So some of us, we are suffering the consequences of back case. But 2024, you are going to recover everything. That's why we are preparing ourselves now. Thank God that we have somebody who died and rose again. I can say when Jesus died, Jesus even went to hell to preach there. And he took the keys of death and hate from the devil. So I believe when Jesus died, he visited Togbe Agbeko. The family blessing you die with, they belong to God. I am taking it. So that anyone that becomes born again, I release those blessings. Give a clap of free unto the Lord. So the blessing that Nana can come died with. I am just mentioning names. The blessing that Nana can come died with. The blessing that Togbe Agra died with. Jesus went there and collected them. You are selfish. You should have released them because they don't belong to you. It's me. I gave them to you for your family. But you were selfish. You were selfish. You die with them. I take them. So that anyone in your family who becomes born again is connected to the blessings. Look, I am just explaining the prayer. I'm telling you. I don't know whether you are getting me.
Oh, Nimse Martin Asia.
The second prayer we are going to pray.
By a toss me new Bible.
Any blessing, glory, destiny, star, which should have come to me.
It should be an essence, Gabba on chain.
Okay. I've explained that. Okay, that was just what I was talking. Then the next one is any blessing of mine stolen by the devil and given to his children. Do you know how we are going to get them back? The Bible says, give me Jeremiah 51, verse 44. Jeremiah 51, 44.
It is there.
Fine. I will punish Baal in Babylon and make him spew out what he has swallowed. The nations will no longer stream to him, and the wall of Babylon will fall. Let me start. I will punish Baal in Babylon and make him spew out what he has swallowed. Job 20:15. He will spit out the riches he swallowed. God will make his stomach vomit them out. Matthew 12:29. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man, then he can plunder his house? These scriptures we just read,
trust my King Kai.
And then Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, the parable of the sower. After the farmer sowed wheat, wise men were asleep. An enemy went to sow
tares.
All these scriptures put together reveals to us that there can be swaps. There can be demonic exchanges. There can be demonic robbery. Including John chapter 10, verse 10. The enemy comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. 1 Kings 3. There is a story there about two women who had babies, and in the night once slept on the baby and died, and then exchanged the dead baby with the living one. There are exchanges. Any blessing of yours that is in the hands of another person, that blessing must expire. I say that blessing must expire and come alive in your life. And come alive in your life. And come alive in your life. Beloved, as we begin to pray, I've just taken time to explain this thing to you. As I said, our theme is strategic alignment for a triumphant exit into a glorious entry.
Now, And I have
shown you examples that some of our ancestors, they died with our blessings, family blessings. I've given you 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. 2 Kings 13. 20 to 21. Elisha died. No one inherited his anointing until a dead man was cast into the tomb. In Isaiah 39, verse 6 to 9. Isaiah 39, 6 to 9. King Hezekiah died and left a curse of servitude behind to his generation. He left a curse behind. Hebrews
7:10.
When Abraham was paying tithe to Melchizedek, his great grandson, great great grandson, fourth generation, was in his loins. In the same way, if Abraham had sinned, it was Levi also who was sinning. But thank God that we have Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 6 verse 4. 1 Peter 2:24. John 3:16 to 17. Jesus has come to take our place. So now in Christ,
it is every our Christ, oh no,
we are a new creation. And as the Lord just spoke to us right now, that when Jesus died, he went to hell. He collected the keys of hell and death. And there, he visited our ancestors. Those who die selfishly, they died with blessings that they should have transferred. They didn't transfer. Because those blessings are from God, Jesus collected all of them. So in Christ, all our ancestral blessings, they are inside Jesus. I said they are inside Jesus. I said they are inside Jesus. They are inside Jesus. So we have to collect them. We have to activate them. If you get this revelation well, your life has changed. Otherwise, if you are here, and you are just looking at me with a sleepy face, you are finished.
You
keep on moving from prophet to prophet. And they will be chopping your money. Say, my father, I thank you tonight for this revelation. I thank you tonight for this revelation. I thank you. Shata kabarakata.
I thank you.
I thank you
for revelation tonight, O Lord. Oh, Makayaba, Likerebo,
Yes, my brother Kwame Agbesi in Denmark, he had just sent the scripture I was looking for. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength. Mm-hmm. He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Yes. God bless you, my brother in Denmark. Yes, God bless. That's the scripture. That's the resurrection power.
When you are sorry to me, no.
Say, by the resurrection power.
By the resurrection
power.
Please understand this very well.
See, we are sipai ye.
I beg you.
Asrel.
If you are tired or whatever, go and sit outside.
Say, what brepa? You are
too tired. Don't come. Don't come.
Say what bre too much.
This is action time.
Where are you?
Look, 2024 is our breaking year.
Now I feel you know now.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch you.
No, something must change. And you must make it to change.
Now who and Abraham so assistant.
I just shared a revelation with you right now. There are some blessings that heaven marked for your family, your bloodline. Every family, they have a gift. But there is an ancestor who died with them. But thank God that when Jesus died, he visited them and took it back. So anyone who becomes born again in that family, you can collect it from Jesus. Those blessings are now in the hands of Jesus. I'm telling you, they are now in his hands. If you don't collect it, you cheat yourself. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, any blessing of mine that any of my ancestors died with, with Jesus Christ has collected with the resurrection power, I take you back. I take you back. I take you back. I take you back. I take you back with the resurrection power, any blessing of mine that any of my ancestors died with. It is working.
Yes, I am a man.
If you know what is going to happen from now to 31st, you have no idea. Say, my Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any blessing of mine, that any of my ancestors died with, without transferring it, Pastor Roger just came to remind me. You see, thank God, when you have pastors who are theologians, they help you. Pastors who have been trained. You know, he just came to remind me. In the Old Testament, the patriarchs, they had the fathers, they had a successive system, plan. Abraham transferred it to Isaac. Isaac transferred it to Jacob. Jacob transferred it to his 12 sons. The 12 sons also. Now, in our time, who transfers? When your mother was going to die, did your mother lay hands on you and tell you something? Number one, was she even a Christian? So you are even afraid. You see? So you see, things are hanging. But you see, those things, Jesus has collected them. Because he gave them out. And they died with it. So he went there to collect them back. So they are now with him. So we are to collect them from Jesus Christ. They won't come automatically. Some of you, your marriages, your grandmothers die with them. That's why your husband don't love you. We are going to pray a prayer right now. Any ancestral curse that is left behind. Like Hezekiah.
He said Hezekiah.
Hezekiah said,
Hezekiah Kaiser,
it's my back case.
Oh, where did I meet you?
My back case.
Meet you.
My back case.
Meet you.
Some of us, we are suffering from back case.
You must be you amani epi san ye menu mud bi mu.
I am telling you, we are suffering. Say 2024.
Kasa fear you no nine.
I am not entering.
I am not entering
with any back
case
of any of my ancestors.
Say 2024. I am not entering with any bad case, any consequences of ancestral
case.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ, any case that my ancestors left behind, my parents left behind by the covenant that they entered into with negative powers, demonic powers, demonic altars, demonic covenants, any curse they left behind, and their consequences.
I declare,
I am a new creation in Christ. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation
in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. Therefore, tonight, I resist.
I reject.
I refuse.
I disconnect myself from them.
As I clap my hands,
I resist.
I refuse.
I reject.
I detach. I disconnect.
Yes.
I don't know. It's not everything I tell you, I teach you. Because there are things you need to grow. But I don't know. Let me tell you this thing. Every tradition culture have, they have their own culture. I am not saying that as a Christian reject. But be careful everything you are doing. Saturate yourself in the blood. Secure yourself. There are some declarations you need to make.
In some kind of way, I say,
before
and sana.
Because sometimes you don't want to create offense. Like Jesus was asked to pay tax. He said, so that we will not offend them. Go and cast a hook. Take the fish. Open the mouth. Take the coin. Go and pay. So that we don't offend them. Sometimes we need wisdom. When somebody dies, some of your culture, they say, come and put money for your grandmother to take. Or to buy water on the way. You are finished. You have saved your money in the coffin. All your income, you save it. He's gone. That is your bank. I've just told you something small. They say, put your cloth.
Oh, What I'm saying, is
it true?
Yes.
My father died.
And
they were looking at, they know I'm a pastor.
When you send me your cell phone, I said, no more hear me.
I said, talk now.
I said, Kasa Sabri.
He said, you is okay. You is okay.
I said, oh dear, yeah.
Because they know.
How many of that?
They know what I will do to them. They know they can't bring something.
But
so my brother. Well. Say, now you are going to mention your grandfather's name. The ones you know. Father's side, mother's side. Your father, your mother also.
Oh, mommy, no, papa, you know, so, sir.
If you can mention your great grandfather,
if you know their name,
those you name, you know. Mention their names. Father's side, mother's side. And some of you whose grandparents really love you. Some of you stayed with them. You slept with them. You slept in the same room. They transfer a lot.
Yes, sir.
Oma transfer, papa. Omu transfer. Oh, transfer, no? I'm telling you, they've transferred a lot. They left their back with you. Those are the things that are fighting you. Even when you travel, let me tell you, spiritual realm, there is no distance. Oh, spiritual realm, oh, when you are standing here, somebody is in America, in the spiritual realm,
America.
It is as if the person is just standing
close
to you. That's why you can stand here and command somebody in America.
Instead of imagining, I show you America.
Say, now I declare.
Now I declare.
As I enter 2024.
I declare.
In Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. According to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5,
verse 17.
I am a new creation.
I therefore declare
every ancestral, every generation, every parent, every parent, carry over, transfer consequences that are working against me. I declare and decree that with the resurrection power,
and the blood of Jesus Christ,
I resist, I reject, I refuse, and I detach myself. As I clap my hands, mention their names right now. You also a son, grandfather. Whatever. I detach myself.
Amen.
See, every generational curse,
every
ancestral curse,
every ancestral curse,
every family curse,
every family curse,
every parental curse,
every parental
curse, and altar,
and covenant.
I declare to you,
die now.
Die now. Die now. You cannot live. And cross over with me into 2024. You are not needed in 2024. I command you to die now. Command you to die now. Yes, yes, yes. Command them to die. Every generational curse, family curse, ancestral curse, parental curse, I command you to die now. I command you to die now. You cannot cross over. You are irrelevant. In 2024, you are irrelevant. In 2024, you are irrelevant. In 2024, Santa Kabata, you are irrelevant. The Holy Spirit is just telling me things right now.
Do you know that
in some families, only one person in the family is blessed?
The
rest all.
Only
one person. Only one person. Boom. And the person's children also.
The
rest
all.
It's like this.
I said, baby,
there is something there. The thing was not properly distributed.
Say, I
declare.
I declare.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
That should be mine.
That should be mine.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I take my portion.
I take my portion.
I take my portion.
I take my portion.
I take my portion. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I possess my. I possess my. I possess my.
I possess my.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just told me something right now.
Look,
you are entering 2024 with ancient blessings.
Amen.
Ancient blessings.
Amen.
Look, you are entering 2024 loaded.
Amen.
Loaded with blessings.
Amen.
Look, are you here with me?
Yes.
You didn't hear it well. Media, the Holy Spirit said we should read Psalm 105, verse 37 again. He said, these prayers we are praying, he brought out Israel.
Oh, Israel.
Laden with silver and gold. From among the their tribes. No one fought it. That is, yes, I like that. No one was feeble. No one lacked. And the Lord was just telling me, these prayers you are praying right now, there is a release. There is a supernatural release. For the first time in your life, you are entering 2024 highly and heavily loaded. 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 Begin to possess right now. Say the mighty name of Jesus. I enter 2024 with ancient blessings, generational blessings, family blessings, ancestral blessings. I possess them. I possess them now. I possess them now. I possess them now. And I cross over with them. I cross over with them. I cross over. Yes. Follow me. Follow me. I'm not going to be able to do that.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord is saying, tell those who are participating in this program that I have marked them.
I see what I say, and so.
And they should take note.
Now, among us, I say, so.
Because what is going to happen in their lives?
Never
it has never happened in their generation. The Lord said, tell them. If in their families, they have millionaires, they are going to cross millionaires.
Sunday.
Say, those who are connected to this program right now. Have you heard these prayers before?
What is
have you heard these prayers before?
What is prayer now?
They are direct from the throne.
If he,
this revelation is direct from the throne.
If he,
it is left to you.
I told, sir,
some of you,
you will be.
It will not be long.
And,
the devil will take them from your mind. You are finished.
Verse
say,
Lord,
I receive them.
I receive them.
I welcome them.
I welcome them.
Say, my Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Every generational blessing. Every ancestral blessing.
Every
family blessing.
Every
ancient blessing. That you have collected. When you die. And you went to the land of the dead. And collected it. My name is on it. I take you from you. I possess them now. I possess them. I possess them. I possess them. I possess them.
I possess them.
I possess. Take note of this prayer we are praying right now. It's according to John 10:10. Matthew 12:29, John 10:10, Job 20:15, Jeremiah 51:44. This may be last but one prayer.
That
is any blessing of mine. Or anything of mine that has been stolen by the devil from my ancestors, from my parents, or from me myself in my childhood, stolen by the devil and given to his children. Or his agent.
Another man has come for
with the resurrection power.
Any owo sorry to me no.
I espy them.
Yes, me man etwemu omo nsemo
in the lives of his agents.
Eye na sumo for nsemo.
And I recover them for myself.
Ana me dia mama nkasa
no. I espy them.
Me man etwemu
in the hands of the devil's children.
Eye obo nsemo man nsemo.
And I recover them for myself. I recover them for, my, for myself. I take them back for myself. Is it clear for you now?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus
Christ. By the resurrection power.
By the resurrection power.
I declare.
I declare.
In the blessing of mine.
In the blessing of mine.
That has been stolen.
That has been stolen.
By the devil.
By the devil.
From my ancestors.
From my ancestors.
From my parents.
From my parents.
From myself.
From myself.
From my upbringing.
From my upbringing.
From my childhood.
From my childhood.
That was stolen.
That was stolen.
And give it to his children.
And give it to his children.
Give it to his children.
Give it to his children.
And his agents.
And his agents.
The devil stole them.
The devil stole them.
Gave them to his children.
Gave them to his children.
And his agents.
And his agents.
With the resurrection power.
With the resurrection power.
I expire them.
I expire them.
In the hands of his children.
In the hands of his children.
I expire them.
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 And take them alive.
Take them alive.
In my life. I possess them.
I
take them back. Yes, yes. Pray that prayer like that.
I expire them. 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 I expire them.
The next prayer point, the Lord
has just have 2 years.
Now, listen.
What you?
When I was coming, I had a voicemail from America. Woman of God, I'm giving your testimony. I said it. So
the
person is online right now.
She said,
"Okay,
say
on 25th, you can sit down and listen, and then
you
make sure that when it is time to pray, and you stand. You don't stand with." When I look at you sometimes, do you know I can stand and pray for 6 hours?
5 hours.
1 hour you can't stand. Hey. Then how do you pray? Do you think when we leave this place, I'm going to sleep?
Sophia, I
don't know where she. Santa, we pray till 4 a.m.
I tell you, I walk.
4 a.m.
How much in online?
You pray small, then you are showing that pastor finish quickly and let's go. Some of you, if I look at your face, I can't stand here.
I see you moving, so hey, anymore. Oh, go away, I check.
That's why I don't look at your faces.
Until I don't time here anymore.
Listen to me.
What you mean?
When I was coming,
Emra Obano,
I had an audio.
Obi Kasa for a video soon on this one, Breno.
From this, our madam in America. She said,
hey, mommy,
on 25th, when I was talking about that popo I wanted to pluck.
A
hand hit my hand. She remembered a dream she had when she was young. And the next day, when I received a call from this guy from Kenya,
who
also remembered the dream. This woman of God was saying that
She traveled to a country and stayed with somebody. Let me put it that way. Because I've seen that she has shared the link. Maybe she has shared with the person. The person may be listening. So let me put it. And to stay with somebody. And there is something about her that the person doesn't have. In the family, she has that thing. But the family, the person doesn't have it. But in the dream, she saw that the person was having what she was having. That was when she was young and stayed with the person. She dreamed. And truly, after some time, the person started having that thing. When she was losing, the person was having. And so she decided. And she has decided that from
29th,
she's going to fast. Until the crossover. I say praise God.
I say
praise God.
I say
she had plenty of this. Plenty. But the person doesn't have.
Oh,
but physically.
And this one.
The person started having it.
Only
and started going down.
And I need the end of the say that.
And this is a woman of God I'm talking about. You see, let me tell you. Who told you that because you have accepted Christ? So there is no problem. It's a lie. You see, Christ has given you a platform. He has forgiven you all your sins. Redeemed you. With his blood and reconcile you to God. That's what Jesus has done. Now you are a child of God. In addition, Jesus has given you the platform of using his blood, his name, and the word of God to take back from the enemy. And to live a victorious life here on earth. That's the meaning of being born again.
So
anybody who tells you that you are born again, no problem. Okay, you know the things you are going through. That's why we need the word of God. To stand on the word. When you know who you are. And what you have received in Christ. You are victorious. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
In the hands of another person. Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
Any blessing of mine.
Any blessing of mine.
In another person's life. By the resurrection power.
By the resurrection power.
Let them expire.
Let them expire.
In those hands.
In those hands.
But come alive in my hands.
Let them expire.
Let them expire. In those hands.
In those hands.
But come alive. Come alive.
Come alive.
Come alive. Come alive, come alive,
come alive, come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive,
come alive, come alive,
come alive,
Yes,
I
am
a
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner.
Over the powers in this environment.
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 We set the victory banner.
We raise the victory banner.
Against them right now.
Against them
right now. We set the victory banner.
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 We set the victory banner. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any power.
Any power.
Within this house.
Within this house.
And in this environment.
And this environment.
That swallows testimony.
That swallows testimony.
That swallows prophetic word.
That swallows prophetic word.
Vomit them by fire.
Vomit them.
Vomit them.
Vomit them.
Vomit them. Powers in the house.
Powers in the house.
Powers in the house.
Powers in
the house. That swallow.
That swallow.
That swallow. Prophetic word.
That swallow.
Testimonies.
That swallow.
Dreams, vomit them,
vomit them,
by fire,
vomit
them, vomit them, powers in this house, powers in my family,
vomit them,
Begin to thank the Lord right now.
Yes,
whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received. Believe that you have received. Believe that you have received. Kayaba Ataya. Ibrokoto Kabakuria Bande. Wasata Kabaya. Ipeketeke Morokoto Akaya. Makalaba Arata Kota Kabakaba Arata. Aitakaba Bakatakaba. Labra.
Please
be seated for 1 second. Beloved, I want to encourage you.
Oh, shit, Obi Bien crying.
The church of God is under attack. Christianity is very simple. People are coming out with some deep revelation, like the church in Thyatira. Is it Revelation chapter 12, verse 6 or verse 3 or something? Those who claim they have some deep revelation, confusing people. The word of God is simple. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to interpret the word of God to us. Pray that you receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Learn how to live in the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to live in the Spirit. Please, build your life on the word. Yes,
Some of the links that are a blessing to me, I share them with you. Yes, there are some things you listen to, they build your life. I share them. But be careful what you are hearing. God said I should tell you. Some of you, the devil is trying to disconnect you. Disconnect you from this church. Disconnect you from this altar. Some of you, in fact, God showed me something today. I nearly cried. Some people have left here who shouldn't have left. Now what the devil is doing is through marriage. There is a spirit that is working on the youth not to see
our
men as good, or our ladies.
It's
a subtle attack to detach them. The moment you are married out, you are disconnected. That's all. Recently, we were to bury somebody. When a man of God went, I was there with my wife. We were praying. People were,
you see,
when a man of God went there, the man of God saw something.
You see,
the covering over this woman,
I think that I saw mommy hono,
is too strong.
I know what them pa.
The man of God said, even his prayers is small.
I saw no point in prayer kitu abi,
because the woman is connected to this altar.
Now, mommy no ebata foribu ke ho.
I am not saying that by force your husband must come from this. No. But let it be God. Because the devil is working hard to use offense to disconnect you. Rebellion. Disobedience. Do you know what the Lord was telling me?
He
said 2024. All those that have been disconnected by offense, by disobedience, by whatever, they are going to dry up. They are going to dry up. And God gave me a scripture. So please, be careful about offense. Be very careful.
Yeah,
when you know that this is a blessing, get connected to it well. The devil will do everything to disconnect you.
So obey it to every home.
I'm not perfect.
Or suppose only move you pay.
I'm not saying that come and be knocking on my door every day. I'm not saying that tell me your problem every day. After all, if I don't know your problem, I'm safe. Because if I know, God will ask me, what did you do about it? So keep your secrets. Let them be with you.
Man, enter one chain.
But make sure that you are properly connected. Don't let anything disconnect you. Some of you, the devil has strategically positioned some men in your life. Today, they appear as good Christians. They are just the angel of light. They are to disconnect you. Some people have been next year you are going to hear things. Rise up right now.
Sorry,
say, Lord,
can I say,
help me.
To remain connected.
To remain connected.
At the place you have planted me.
Say,
wherever you have planted me. Once it is you that planted me. Lord, help me to get connected. Help me to get connected. Let nothing uproot me. Say, every negative connection. Say, anything the devil is using to disconnect me. Let it perish. 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 I am secure. I am secure. I am secure. In Jesus' mighty name. I declare you blessed.
Amen.
Even as you go.
Yes, Lord.
Begin to meet your ancient blessings.
Amen.
In your dreams. In your dreams.
Amen.
Dream about restoration.
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 Amen.
Before I continue to bless you, the Lord said, tell them this. What I told you.
See,
the Lord was telling me that some of you are just in this church to marry and go. All you are doing, actions, is just to marry and you are gone. But listen to me.
Now, to me.
What the Lord said. That one I can't tell you. Remember that anyone you marry. You are married to everything about the person. Foundations. Get everything. Everything. Some foundations will quench you.
Na fa pimbi wo ha ebe dum wo yeje a obedum.
I nearly added something. I will say it.
E ka ketiketikiti God be be kan.
Say Lord help me.
Ka se Awurade bua me.
Say Lord help me.
Awurade bua me.
Say Lord help me.
Awurade bua me.
May the Lord help you.
Amen.
As you leave this place,
2024,
no error in your life.
Amen.
No mistake in your life.
Amen.
Everything should be on target.
Amen.
I declare you blessed.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never be missed.
And I see something good happen in your life.
It is happening to me and it's happening to you.
Shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.